all stuffed up. All right, here we go.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Hello, hello, welcome, one and all. It is May 19th, 2021, and it's 1900 UTC coming at you live. So, pardon me while I launch comm and make sure I'm going out. Going out okay? Gotta check with comm. Comm is the chat program used at SDF. You just SSH over and comm and then press enter and then press G for go to and then a non-radio, all lowercase, all together, boom. You'll be in the non-radio room where you can chat. You can also, if you do have a membership at SDF, you can also join up on XMPP or Jabber. There's a non-radio room over there. There's also a room on IRC at irk.sdf.org. There's just a million and one ways to get out there and get in touch. But most DJs, we're going to be hanging out in a non-radio in the comm chat program. Because that's the SDF kind of way to go. Ugh. So I'm doing this live, so you're going to have to bear with me. My allergies are acting up, so I'm a little sinus-y. One secundo. Okay, now we're back. Sorry about the problems there. We're going to go ahead and get going. Aloha, Jasmaz, Zeptar. Welcome, welcome. I'm glad to see you guys. Or you both. All right, well, let's go ahead and get started the way we always start.
World news.
That's right, with our world news. Let's start in Belgium. I always like to cover Belgium news because... one of our longtime listeners, great members on comm, is out that way, lives out that way. Belgian manhunt for heavily armed far-right soldier. Special Belgian police units are searching for a heavily armed soldier with far-right views who they believe pose a serious threat. The suspect has been named as Jurgen Konigs, a military shooting instructor who took weapons from a barracks. He is said to have made threats in the past against virologist Mark Van Ranst, who led Belgium's public health response to coronavirus. Mr. Van Ranst and his family have been taken to a safe place. Questions are now being asked why a known far-right sympathizer was allowed access to military weapons. Report said he was taken the arms, says he had taken the arms from the base at Leopoldsburg on the pretext of organizing target practice. Police appealed to the public not to approach the suspect, but to get in touch if he was spotted. Authorities say he represents the highest level of threat on their scale of four, and may have plans to attack either individuals or institutions. Welcome back, Eastlander. Welcome, welcome, one and all. For hours a forest was searched near the town of Dilsenstockum, not far from his home in the northern province of Limburg, after a car said to belong to the soldier was spotted containing heavy weapons. Inside the car, they found four anti-tank rocket launchers and ammunition, but believe the suspect is still armed with other guns, including a submachine gun and carrying a bulletproof vest. Police then closed the Hoge Kempen National Park, a 12,000-hectare or 46-square-mile park of forest and heathland not far from the Dutch border. Reports say several barracks have been closed and soldiers barred from leaving. Reports describe him as potentially highly violent extremist. He is said to have left letters indicating he was prepared for a deadly battle with police and could no longer live in a society where politicians and virologists have taken everything away from us. The suspect has in the past threatened Mr. Van Ranst, considered Belgium's best-known virologist. Justice Minister Vincent van Quickenborn told Flemish TV there were indications that Jurgen Konings was violent, and in the course of the past 24 hours, evidence has emerged the man poses an acute threat. As the search continued, Mr. Van Rant said on social media that such threats made not the slightest impression on me at all. He added that the opposition to COVID restrictions and vaccines often coincided with glorification of violence and race hate. So, very troubling indeed. I hope everyone there in Belgium is staying safe and locked up, and I hope they apprehend this guy. Hey, welcome, X1. Welcome, welcome. All right. Sorry, like I said, my allergies are kicking my butt. But that's okay, because, hey, you know what?
Resistance is futile.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm just like, I did not take my allergy medicine, and you know what? That was a mistake.
That's correct.
All right, so let's keep on moving. I just feel bad because I feel like the quality of this show is not as good as it could have been. All right, Colombia's class war turns hot on the streets of Cali. And I thought, California? No, not that Cali. A convoy of brightly painted buses descended from Colombia's westernmost mountain range heading for the city of Cali, where tens of thousands had taken up the street to the streets, demanding a shake-up of the country's deeply unequal status quo. Along the way, well-wishers cheered on the caravan, and drivers honked in approval. But as the procession approached Cali's prosperous southern reaches, it reached a roadblock, set up by men in civilian clothing, believed to be from wealthy neighborhoods nearby. Then the shooting started. "Men in white shirts were firing on us, and the shots kept coming," said Robert Molina, a leader from the indigenous NASA community, not that NASA, who was in the convoy. They were firing from armored 4x4 trucks straight out of the windows. Footage of the incident, recorded and shared by victims, bystanders, and perpetrators, is chilling. In one clip, a man in shorts and white t-shirt fires a pistol at a band of indigenous protesters. In another, a group of men in polo shirts brandish automatic weapons. At least 10 people were injured in the attack, and similar incidents were reported across the city. "We're seen as enemies by the establishment in Colombia, and that's nothing new," said Ida Kilkiu, an indigenous leader, "because we represent the poor and ignored in this country." A 2016 peace agreement with the Marxist insurgents of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, also called FARC, F-A-R-C, formerly ended 5 decades of bitter conflict, often fought along class lines, and it left 260,000 dead and 7 million displaced. Welcome, Chairman! The Chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee arrives. And that reminds me, the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe is every day right after this show at 1930 UTC. It's actually just every single day at 1930 UTC. It's not relative to anything else. It's its own entity. So you definitely want to stick around and check that out. Just 23 minutes or so away. So stick around. We got some more news for you. Let's keep on a rolling. Still in South America, Brazil environment ministers probe for timber trafficking. And the image on AFP, he looks like the cat who ate a canary. He is I'm going to be in trouble. I'm in danger, I think is what Ralphie says. Brazilian environmental minister Ricardo Salles is suspected of involvement in a trafficking ring that sold illegal timber on the black market, a Supreme Court ruling said, as police raided various ministry offices Wednesday. The ruling suspended 10 high-ranking environmental officials and President Jair Bolsonaro's government from their posts, while police investigate what Justice Alexander de Moraes called an extremely serious scheme to facilitate the contraband of rainforest products, allegedly with the involvement of Environment Minister Ricardo Salles. Oh. Sorry about that. I got head problems right now. Anyway, Salas was not among the suspended officials, but Brazil media reports said police were searching his home Wednesday morning, and the Supreme Court ruling granted police access to his bank accounts to search for evidence of illicit income. Some 160 officers also raided Environment Ministry offices in Brasilia, Sao Paulo, and the northern state of Pará, federal police said. Activists and experts accuse Salles of systematically dismantling environmental protections programs in Brazil, where the destruction of the Amazon rainforest has surged since Bolsonaro took office in 2019. In April 2020, the minister was recorded telling a cabinet meeting that the government should take advantage of the distraction created by the coronavirus pandemic to relax environmental regulations. He later denied that he wanted to get environmental protection, saying he only meant that the government should try to cut red tape. And then it says, "Trees sing for joy," in quotes, which I think is funny. Oh, this article must be fresh because it has trees sing for joy, which looks like a note from the author that was meant to be taken out, because then the next line down it says hashtag photo one, and then we've got some other editor notes in here. So you're getting this fresh, folks, fresh from the AFP. We've had this happen before. So anyway, let all the trees of the forest sing for joy, Sarah Vea wrote on Twitter, quoting a Bible verse. So that's what's going on in Brazil. Let's keep on and moving. We got all sorts of stuff going on, you know. Bow, 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 bow. Oh, man. Oh, so, depending on your position, dozens of policemen killed in an ambush by drug dealers in Western Sudan. 12 policemen, including an officer, were killed and 14 other injured when narcotics dealers ambushed a police convoy chasing them in South Darfur near the border with the Central African Republic. And welcome to Northern Lights. Welcome, welcome. Bye, Handy C. Thanks for being around while you were here. And Zeptar and Jazmaz, big ups to you guys. Y'all are the early ones. All right, let's keep on moving. I am Space Case today. We got to play some music, too. I'm pretty sure it is live. Live, I'm telling you. Ratsu, Newshound, Ratsu, welcome, welcome. U.S.-Russia showdown looms as diplomats meet in Iceland. Big difference. Top diplomats from the United States and Russia are set to square off this week in Iceland for their first face-to-face encounter that comes as ties between the nations deteriorated sharply in recent months. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and Russia's longtime Minister of Foreign Affairs Sergei Lavrov planned to talk Wednesday on the sidelines of an Arctic Council meeting in the Icelandic capital of Reykjavik, a city with a deep history in U.S.-Russian relations. Even before the talks, which are ostensibly to prepare for a summit between Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin next month, the two diplomats laid down nearly diametrically opposed positions for the meeting, previewing what is likely to be a difficult and contentious exchange. This follows a spate of tit-for-tat diplomatic expulsions as U.S.-Russia relations threaten a return to Cold War lows. The nuclear powers are at odds on myriad of issues, including Ukraine, the Arctic, Russia's treatment of opposition figure Alexei Navalny, and accusations of cyber malfeasance, including claims that Russia-backed hackers were responsible for a ransomware attack on a key U.S. pipeline. There's not even any mention of the SolarWinds hack. Come on. Blame everything on the Russians. Come on. You got to get in there while you can. Anyway, that's just me joking. Sorry. It would be our preference to have a more stable and more predictable relationship with Russia, Blinken said on Tuesday. At the same time, we've been very clear that if Russia chooses to tackle reckless or aggressive actions that target our interests or those of our allies and partners, we'll respond. Not for purposes of seeking conflict or escalating, but because such challenges cannot be allowed to go forward with impunity. So, that is straight from the horse's mouth, I guess you could say. So anyway, that's going on. It's going to be interesting, to say the least, which group will blink. Russia has given the U.S. until August 1st to get rid of all non-American staff in its diplomatic missions, something U.S. says will make it nearly impossible for its facilities to function. Because the United States, if anything, is a country that just hires out every important component of its operation. Golly gee, why
am I... Get the
news
over with. I want to hear the music.
Okay.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
We're going to go ahead and play a song, and then I've got some tech news for you. Well, a couple of pieces of tech news. Nothing super exciting, but let's jump over here. Let's see if we can't actually get Bob Dylan on the line. Can we get Bob Dylan on the line? Can I please get you? Come on, Bob. D-Y-L. All right. We got greatest hits. Uh-oh. All the songs are duplicated. It's going to be a 50-50 chance. Here, how about we do this? Go ahead and assume that any song that he sings that's less than 2 minutes is not right. All right. There are 8 songs labeled "These Times Are a Changin'." I'm not going to risk it. Here we go. Let's see if this is the song it says it is. Nope, that is not who I thought it was. Sorry, this is what happens when I do it live. I can't, I don't get to try it out. Sorry for the trouble. Let's go through all of them. Let's see which of these times of changing is the right one. This one looks like it. Up. Sounds.
She has seen me changing.
I'm not 100% sure, but we're going to go with it.
And it gets harder as you get older. Farther away as you get closer. And I don't know the answer. Does it even matter? I'm wondering how.
Commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the HDF Public Access Unix System.
Yes, that is correct. You are listening live to News to Me, your week daily news show every day from 1900 to 1930 UTC. And then after this, guess who it is? It's the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, 1930 UTC, every single day. It is super fun. Welcome to NBE 1233. And everyone, I got a piece of information for you that not really big for SDF, because we've kind of got all of our stuff all kind of bundled up. You know, there's irk.sdf and all the other stuff. But there has been big news over there at Freenode today. There's not an official article or anything written about it yet, but a lot of the operators over there have jumped ship. They've all kind of quit en masse, and they've gone over to, what was it called? Libra chat? Hold on. I've got to go to my Mastodon, MNW at tilde.zone over there using the Tildeverse. Boot, what I'm talking about is, hold on, I gotta pull it up, Freenode. Uh, Somebody was talking about it, and I gotta find it. Curses. Oh. Nope. Oh, yeah. It looks like Boing Boing threw it up. But yeah, libera.chat. Thank you, Jazzmaz. The Freenode ERC staff quit after new owner seizes control of network. Oh, sweet. Somebody did write an article. Earlier this morning, I went and I was just so excited because on Freenode, I always wanted to have MNW, which is my username on SDF, over there on Freenode. But somebody else had it. So I went and rushed over there and registered my username. And so, anyway, that was what I was very excited because I went and I registered it. So anyway, if you know who MNW was on Freenode, let me know because I feel kind of bad that I went and rushed over there and registered that name, but I also not really because that's my username on SDF and on the Tildeverse and on Mastodon and on everything SDF related. and Tildeverse related. So anyway, yeah. Hey, Jazzmaz won't be going to Libera chat. So anyway, I'm not 100% sure, but I wanted to bring it out because it's breaking news. But yeah, I'd be curious to hear what Jazzmaz's thoughts were on that. Here we go. So this is from Boing Boing, and we're going to just do a couple of tech stories.
This is time for tech news.
Freenode ERC staff quit after new owner seizes control of the network. Staff at the Freenode IRC network have resigned en masse after control of it passed to what one described as a narcissistic, Trumpian wannabe Korean royalty Bitcoin millionaire. Resignation letters piled up from Fuchs, Ed Kellett, Emils Pincus, Jessica Sophie Porter, and others, capping weeks of drama in the FOSS world's biggest chat box. Aaron Jones details the sequence of events and concludes that a hostile entity is now in operational control over the network and is in possession of your data. Another resignee, Svant Bengtsson, put it succinctly. During the past few months in general, and last week in particular, it has become increasingly clear that the owners of the holding company Freenode LTD have been planning a hostile takeover of the Freenode network. That takeover is now about to happen, and I cannot in good faith volunteer for this new Freenode. Freenode LTD's current owners' values do not align with the values Freenode, the network was founded on, and operated under until now. Yet another Marco Dietri puts it in still blunter terms. To make a long story short, the former Freenode head of staff secretly sold the network to this person, even if it was not hers to sell, and our lawyers have advised us that there's not much that we can do about it without some of us risking financial ruin. And here's the new owner's side of the story. Always important to get that. Given the millions I've injected into Freenode thus far, the fact I own it, and the fact that I protected the Freenode staff with professional legal work and funding when they needed help, and they could still lie and slander like this, says a lot about who they are. It saddens me that Christelle was forced out, and I wish she'd feel safe returning. I'm frustrating that Tama's hostile takeover seems likely to succeed, in spite of all. I simply want Freenode to keep on being a great ERC network, and to support it financially and legally as I have for a long time now. Andrew Lee was recently profiled in the South China Morning Post in tabloid fashion, fawning yet distinctly unflattering. Founded 26 years ago and home to some 80,000 users, over 40,000 channels, the Freenode is reportedly the largest ERC network and has enjoyed something of a roller coaster history. A number of those resigning have established a new ERC network, libera.chat. That's Lima India Bravo Echo Romeo Alpha .chat. So anyway, I just wanted to share that because it was like breaking news. Oh my gosh. And I saw it on Mastodon and I was like, that's wild because I like Mastodon too. So boom, just like that. So anyway. So I went ahead and yeah, so that's going on. Yeah, it's trending on Mastodon right now, so it's very interesting. All right, sorry. I got sidetracked. I was very excited.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Pushed the wrong button. My bad. All right. What else is going on? Well, the Citizen app, if you're not familiar with it, I haven't yet been able to find a way to install it without giving away a lot of letting it access a lot of stuff. But Citizen Crime App falsely accused a homeless man of starting a wildfire. The vigilante crime app Citizen falsely accused a California man of starting a wildfire, offering a $30,000 reward to track him down before retracting the post the next day, and a move that's been condemned by criminal justice experts. The app, which gives users local crime information via police scanners and other sources, shared an alert on Saturday about an alleged arsonist behind a large brush fire, that broke out in Los Angeles over the weekend. Oh, Mastogram, I think you're talking about PixelFed. Go to pixelfed.social, and you can. That's the largest instance if you want to get into PixelFed. The app, which gives user local crime information via police scanners and other sources, shared an alert about an alleged arsonist. The suspect, who is homeless, was briefly detained by officials who ultimately found there was not enough evidence to tie him to the crime. The Los Angeles Fire Department confirmed to The Guardian. A different suspect has since been arrested. But that was not before the falsely accused man had his name and image widely shared. The alert sent by Citizen contained a photo and was seen by more than 861,000 people. It read, Citizen is offering a $30,000 reward to anyone who provides information that leads to the arrest of the arson suspect. So, yeah. Greetings, Blink. Pixelfed.sdf.org is on SDF, so definitely check it out. I've had trouble. I got to open up a request on Bboard. I tried to add pixelfed.sdf.org on the PixelFed app, and it wouldn't talk to it, so I need to open a request. Anyways, sorry, I'm just sidetracked. The Fediverse is the future, federated services, and just, anyway, it's just so nice whenever stuff starts up like that. So yeah, definitely check it out. And I have an account on both the PixelFed, SDF PixelFed, and the social one. I just need to know which one I can use with the app. So if I can use SDF's one, that would be choice. If you did, let me know. I'd follow you. Anyway, sorry, I'm talking to Calm. In the future, in the rerun, this is going to sound weird. All right, we only have a couple minutes to go, so I gotta hurry because the Dubious Goals Committee has some serious dude business to get to after this. So anyway, yeah, the Citizen app accidentally accused a man of starting a fire and being an arsonist, and then just kind of was like, oh, sorry, never mind. Users of the Citizen are encouraged, if it's safe, to live stream footage from the aftermath of crimes and fires. The app says it empowers users to protect yourself and the people and places you care about. It's also partnered with cities, including Los Angeles, to allow for contact tracing during the pandemic. It was originally released under the name Vigilante, and it's a glorified police scanner. A lot of my friends are really big into that, so check that out. Hey, I got an alert. Sweet, follow back. Follow. All right, and what else is happening? Well, we don't got a lot of time, but check this out. One, Bitcoin BBC's reporting it, so you know the mainstream has found it. Surprise, surprise, Bitcoin price is falling and keeps falling. The price of Bitcoin fell below $34,000 for the first time in 3 months on Wednesday after China imposed fresh curbs on cryptocurrencies. Beijing banned banks and payment firms from providing services related to cryptocurrency transactions. It also warned investors against speculative crypto trading on Tuesday. It follows falls in Bitcoin of more than 10% last week after Tesla said it would no longer accept the currency. So, it's something to be aware of. Go ahead and check it out. Buy the dip is what the holders will say. Investor beware. And the last thing, privacy by design. Google to give people more power over their personal data. At least that's what Google's telling people that Google is doing. Google's attempting to rebrand with a suite of new privacy controls that give people more power over their personal data. But the move may conflict with its core business of online search advertising. Being able to target people based on data collected by Google about their interests or demographics has been immensely valuable, but a growing number of people are becoming more privacy conscious, and there's a pushback from regulators and rivals. So, check that out if you want over at The Guardian. Thanks so much for listening. This was fun. I miss doing live shows.
That sound
talk
means
to you
that
tomorrow.
Our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
7, 6.